I already explained to you in my film Fair Aristocracy that the Templars were no real monks but aristocratic nobility, second and third sons who traditionally went into a monastery or a so-called priory, as in the Priory of Sion. Because only the first son got the castle, the land, power, the cattle and the concubines. The word priory comes from the French word la priorie, etymologically near to the English word pray, whereas la priorie is a place to pray as in a monastery. Now watch the number 8 form, as in octogon. It's in it, it's here. And there's a lot more to see. Octogon. And Sion is a very ancient town in Octogon, Switzerland. See my film Octogon, the Empire of Darkness. The horrendous Templar organization La Priorée de Sion is without any doubt in Sion, Octogon, Switzerland. Coming to the reason why the Templars chose Suisse Sœur d'Isis or Sisters of Isis, Switzerland for their base on August 1st, 1291. See my film The Pharaoh Show. And in Sion, they speak French, just as the original Templars did. So here we can see the whole map. This is the canton of Valais, where the all this area is called Valais. This is where most of the mercenaries they came from here, and. I talk some more about it, but about here is a place called Nanterre, where there's the museum of the Swiss Pope's, of the Pope's Swiss Guard. It's just in the same area. And they were mercenaries. Well, they still are mercenaries. You think that's a coincidence? If you go up a little bit. So. Go up a little bit. So Bern. Here's Bern. You know, like the bear. This is the town of the bear, like in the Revelations. Nice country, eh? Yeah, so here's Sion. Also the elders of Sion. That's where they are from. The Priory of Sion is probably situated in the Basilica Valère in Sion, to the right here. So this is Sion of the La Priorée de Sion. Well, there it is again, La Priorée de Sion, the Priory of Sion, the Elders of Sion, in Switzerland, Octogon. What a marvelous place to hide, eh? Well, I tell you, these people have a lot to hide, and they will never tell the truth. So we have to find it ourselves and dig through the Swiss mountains, don't we now? And these elders described in the book, the Protocols of the Elders of Sion, or in French here, Le Protocole des Sages de Sion, and in German, Die Protokolle der Weise von Sion, are the very same Templar Masons of Octogon, Switzerland, from the Priory of Sion, who own the US through the horrendous Nazi biz of Basel, and who finance Hitler in 1923. You know, the elders of, it's like an elder in a priory. They got elders as well. Do you see what I'm getting at? Like, I just showed you the monastery where these Templars were at the beginning, and the town, Sion. It's in Switzerland. Look, here's written in French, and they write Sion. In English, it's not written the right way. It's not with a Z, it's with an S. The original Sion, because they spoke French in the beginning. And well, the why it says in French the wise man, you know, like in a monastery, a wise monk, the elders, the elder monks in the priory. It's all from Switzerland. Just look at the number 8 octagon sign in their logo, which also looks a bit like a pretzel, which also originates from Octogon, where you can buy the Octagon bread in any bakery shop in Octagon, Switzerland. The Elders of Sion and the Priory of Sion is all related to Switzerland. It's one and the same thing. It's related to Switzerland and the fair aristocracy. The logo has the Octagon 8 in it. And Le Fleur de Lis, symbol of the Père A Pharaonic aristocracy, as the Templars were. Where Fleur is the French word for flower, because it represents the lotus flower of the river Nile. And in Switzerland, there even is a town called Lis, as in Fleur de Lis. Well, and look what that coat of arms look like. Well, what do you know? Well, this is where they're from. The fair aristocracy, the lotus flower on the river Nile. It's all related to Switzerland, I told you. Here, look, you can have a look at it. Wikipedia, Lis. Yeah, there it is. Look it up yourself. There. That's where the Fleur de Lis is from. This is where the snake is. This is where evil is. This is the base of the pharaohs. Look, they still got the Priory of Switzerland today. It's called OSMTH. And what do I... they have a website. What do I see here? Could that be a falcon? These things are still going on today. It says that the Priory of Sion was founded after the First Crusade in 1099, but I tell you, it's slightly older even, and the reason of the entire Crusades, including the first one. In 1099, they probably had their first celebration going on after the success of the First Crusade. And here, these Latin words here, it's the glory, it says Seigneur, the Lord. And it's the Lord of Darkness, Baphomet. It's an omen to the Lord of Darkness, Baphomet or Seth. Set on, Satan. So they're still there today, you know, in the internet. La Priory de Suisse. The Priory of Switzerland. There. The Priory of Switzerland in Sion. This is the Priory of Sion. So when Pierre Plantard in 1956 France started to leak out about the Priory of Sion, he was immediately silenced up and forced to admit he was just talking fairy tales, but he wasn't. This was in the French province of Haute-Savoie, just next to the Swiss border and not far away from the Priory in the town of Sion. And soon after the Crusades, when Switzerland was founded in 1291 on August the 1st, and they had their gold and treasures safely stashed in the Swiss caves, all of a sudden Swiss mercenaries could be seen on all battlegrounds of hundreds of years of European wars and massacres to come, of course under Templar's command. And today, the Octagon Swiss Assassins, they show it like this in the internet. Charming people, aren't they? This also in the Swiss Valais province next to Sion, where the Museum of the Swiss Guard is. Lovely building, isn't it? So here next to Sion, in Octagon, is the Museum of the Pope's Swiss Guard. It's all in the same area. And here's one of those Swiss mercenary butchers who terrorized and massacred everywhere in Europe, standing in front of a Swiss cave of the Templars, yeah, the Priory of Sion. And at the beginning, most of these Swiss mercs came from a province called Valais, where Sion is. This is the very same province of which Sion is the capital. And right next to Sion is the town of Nators, where the Museum of the Pope's Swiss Guard is. And they started 500 years ago as the Pope's mercenaries, which still are on this very day. Well, you know what the Pope does and his priests, they rape children. And these guys defend it. is in Switzerland. They had slave children until 1989. There are no human rights in this country, nothing. Still the Middle Ages, and they love it. They're so proud of it. Look at it. They're still walking around in their same Middle Age uniforms. This is how much they love the Middle Age mentality. Looks a bit like a killer hornet as well. There's no other place in Europe where the inhabitants have a greater knowledge and experience of murdering and massacring other people as the Swiss have, both in Europe and in Arabia during the Crusades. So when World War II started, all the know-how of killing people and their children was at hand in Octagon, where, in the true Swiss hiding manners of the Nazi Templar secret disciplines, they had death to come until the very last moment, when being naked in a freezing cold bathroom with all the doors locked and inevitable death coming from above. So nobody resisted nor defended their loved ones being appeased by false promises of life and future after only one more shower. I recognize the clean hand of cold Swiss methodical octagon warfare in it, comparable to the Swiss neutrality swindle. Yes, camouflage and lies are excellent weapons indeed. That is, if you like them. These weapons of deception against even defenseless children are the weapons of a very cold and calculated personality. The very thing you find in abundance all over Octagon, Switzerland. It's them all right. They're doing the same thing with me. And they say, oh, we never did anything. They've been doing it for 16 years to me and my family. They said, no, we don't torture people. Well, they tortured me for 5 months. And now they're saying the same thing. It never happened. I know this story. It never happened. Well, it did happen. They tortured me, these Swiss. They wrecked my health and they continue terrorizing me and my children for 16 years now. And then they all say, no, it never happened. We don't do these things. They always say it never happened. They always say it never happened. And I know they do. I know it from my own experience they do. You understand?